Okay, today is Daf Gimel. We are on Daf Beis Amud Beis. We are up to Rabbi Akiva on the second to bottom line. Today's Daf will learn Le'ilu Nishmat Yosef Yishai and Menachem Mendel, who's your Tzedis today. Shalom Shav and Aliyah.
For me.
You have someone else?
No.
Okay.
Who's yours today?
His great-grandfather.
Grandfather.
Grandfather. Okay, here we go. Second to bottom line. So we said yesterday that Rabbi Akiva held that you start saying V'shesein Talamata Levracha on the sixth day of the Chag. Pashishi B'chag Humatzke, on the sixth day. Why the sixth day? Shnamar Pashishi, because it says on the sixth day, Unisacheha, which is plural Nisachim. B'shnei Nisachim HaKasa Medaber. Echad Nisachamayim, V'echad Nisachayayim. Mayim and Yayim, two different things. V'emutavayo de Chamra. Maybe it just means to both with wine. There's an extra one with wine. No. Savalok Rebuhud ben Beseira, Dama Rebizi ben Maya. No, he agrees with Rebuhud ben Beseira's remez of Mayim. He agrees with that. So therefore, it's two, one water and one... He's Savalok Rebuhud ben Beseira, Neema Kavase. But if you hold up Rebuhud ben Beseira, then why not agree with him more totally? He said the second day. The answer is, Kasava Rabbi Akiva, mi ksiv nisuch yisera, b'shishi udiksiv, the extra nisuch is on the sixth day. So that's when you're doing the extra nisuch, and that's when you're going to be davening for water. Mashav ruchem or regeshem. Tanya, Rabbi Nosson Omer, bakodesh hasach nesach sheicher l'ashem. That's what it says in a pasuk in Bamidbar. And that pasuk is going to be darshened b'shnei nisuch in hakasav medaber. It's talking about two neseks. Echad nisach hamayim, vechad nisach hayayin. Even though this pasuk is talking about a weekday, it's talking about the tamid shel shachris, tamid shel bein arbayim, a weekday. Still, Reb Nosson learns it out from, he learns this as a raya that on Yusukis, there's nisach hamayim, right? How does that make sense? This pasuk is talking about every weekday. So the Mara Cohen says, the word hasach is the same letters as Sukkah. Hey, Sim, Hey, Samach, Chav. Same letters as Sukkah. So he learns out over here that the remez to Sukkah. The Menachem Meshiv Nefesh says that Bekodesh HaSach is Gematria Chag Sukkah. Chag Sukkah, yeah. Okay. Either way, it's some kind of drasha because it doesn't make any sense. This is talking about a weekday. How is this going to get transferred over to Sukkot? You have to do a little bit of a leap. Anyway, it does say HaSach Nesach, Nesach Shechar. Maybe they're both talking about wine. This double lashon. No. Imke lichtav kra o hasach hasach o nesach nesach. My hasach nesach. Funny lashon. Shma mina chad min damya chad maya v'chad dechamra. One's wine, one's water, and one is wine. Fine. Elahadit nan, but it says in Masechta Sukkah, it says like this: Nisach hamayim kol zayin. Nisach hamayim is for 7 days. So mani, who is that? Who holds like that? Irab Yeshua, not true. Name Chad Yoma. He holds only one day. Which day? Shmini Atzeres. Irab Akiva, Treyomi. If it's Rabbi Akiva, it's 2 days. Which 2 days? 6 and 7. Because he says he started on day 6. Irab Yudim Besera, Shita Yomi. It's 6 days. Right? Why 6 days?
Second to
the end. So the Gemara says, all Irab Yudim Besera, Visvar like Rabbi Yehuda, the Masnisan, Kedetnan, it says in Sukkah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Belug HaYimanasech, called Shmona. It was really, he agreed that it was less for 8 days. Umapik Rishon Ramayel Shmini. So when the Mishnah says in Sukkah that it's Nisach HaMayim for 7 days, Rabbi Yehuda Omer agrees with that, but it's from day 2 through day 8. So you have 7 days also. It sounds like the Mishnah means day 1 through 7. No, it's him, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, but it's day 2 through 8. That's the first answer. Maishna, right? Maishna Rishon to Lo. Why not the first day? The Chiramizi B'maya B'sheinu D'Ramizi. Because the Remez of Nisach HaMayim starts on day 2. Right? U Shmini Nami Chiramizi Maya B'Shvihu D'Ramizi. They're not going to say it on day 8. How can it be Nisach HaMayim on day 8? The Remez is day 2, 6, and 7. So how could you possibly, according to Rabbi Seira, have Nisach HaMayim on day 8? The question is El Rabbi Shuhi. It's Rabbi Yeshua. Aye, Yeshua holds. They start saying Mashav Ruach Amor Degeshem on Shmini Atzeres. The Gemara is going to answer, yeah, that's right. You start saying on the Mashav Ruach Amor Degeshem on Shmini Atzeres, but the actual Nisach HaMayim is on Sukkot. What's a big deal? V'nizich ha-mayim kol shiv v'hilchus ha-gemira lo. It's ha-lach l'moshe v'sinai. The Amar Rav Ami, Amar Rav Yochanan, Mishum Rav Nechunya, Ish Bikas Beis Charon. Eser Netios. The ha-lach of when trees are in a certain kind of configuration, that you're allowed to work on them before Shemitah. That's ha-lach l'moshe v'sinai. Arava, the whole idea of Aravas. And Hoshana Rabba, not Aravas, and Lulav. And Nizich ha-mayim, ha-lach l'moshe v'sinai. They're ha-lach l'moshe v'sinai. So the fact that when you start saying Mashav Ruach has nothing to do with when you do Nisach HaMayim. It doesn't have to do with each other. One is on Tzokis, and one is on Machlokas. As we're going to see in a few minutes, it's a six-way Machlokas when you start saying Mashav Ruach Mordek Hashem. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda, there's a Brayso that says like this. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Rishum Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Yoshua, Ha-Omer, Ha-Over L'Fnei HaTeva, if someone daven for the Amid, the Yom Tov Ha'achron Shel Chag on Shmini Atzeres, Ha'achron Mazkir, the Bal Musaf mentions it, Harishon Eino Mazkir. The Bal Shachris does not mention it. The Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, on the first day Pesach, Harishon Mazkir, the Bal Shachris still mentions Mashav Ruach Mordek Hashem, Ha'achron Eino Mazkir. And the Baal Musaf does not mention it. That's when it switches over. Hi, Rabbi Yeshua. What exactly, which Rabbi Yeshua is this exactly? Eilema Rabbi Yeshua Demasnisin. Is this the same Rabbi Yeshua as our Mishnah? In our Mishnah, what did Rabbi Yeshua say? He didn't say that. In our Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua said, Miyon Tav Achron Shel Chag. You start saying it at Musaf. On Shemina Tzeres. But he didn't say which tefillah. He didn't say when. Rabbi Yehuda, at the end of the Mishnah, said, by Musaf. Rabbi Yehuda himself never said which tefillah. He just said, Shemina Atzeres. Gesundheit. So it sounds like, if he's saying it just says Shemina Atzeres, it sounds like it could be even Shachris. This Rabbi Yehuda, this Braitha, clearly said Musaf. Clearly. So, hi, Rabbi Yeshua. Which Rabbi Yeshua is this? Elam Rabbi Yeshua de Masnithin. Is it Rabbi Yeshua of our Mishnah? Ha'amar b'yom tov achron shel chagu mazkir. He said, you start saying Mashav Ruach and Shemina Atzeres, but it doesn't say when on Shemina Atzeres. It could be Shachris. This Braisa said Musaf. It could be Shachris to Mishnah. El Rabbi Yeshua de Braisa. This is Rabbi Yeshua in a Braisa. Ha'amar b'shas hanachaso. Can't be that. There was another price made yesterday. It said when you put the lulav away. That means even ma'irif. Because you don't shake a lulav on Shemina Atzeres at all. So when do you put it away? Hoshana Rabba. That night of Shemina Atzeres, say Mashav Ruach already at night. Vesu, Hatatan Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishum Ben Beseira, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Ben Beseira, Ha'over Lefnei HaTeva, if someone's down for the Ahmed, Ben for Achron Shel Chag, on Shemina Atzeres, Harishon Mazkir. Ha'achron Mazkir. The Baal Musaf says it. Hi, Ben Beseira. Which Ben Beseira is that? Eilema Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira. If it's Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira, Ha'amar B'sheni B'chagu Mazkir. He said he starts saying it on the second day of Sukkot. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Taha Rabbi Yeshua Ben Beseira. No. This person is Rabbi Yeshua Ben Beseira. V'zimnan Dekarile B'shmei. Sometimes he's called Rabbi Yeshua. V'zimnan Dekarile B'shnei Mei Avua. Da'aba. Sometimes he's called Ben Beseira, name of his father. One was before we got Smicha, then they called him Ben Beseira. Once he got Smicha on his own, they called him Rabbi Yeshua. But it's Rabbi Yeshua Ben Beseira, a different person, then Stam Rabbi Yeshua is Rabbi Yeshua Ben Chananya. So, at the end of the day, we have six shitas on when to say Mashav Ruach Mordek Hashem. According to Rabbi Eliezer, right? You start saying it first day Sukkot. According to Rabbi Yehoshua ben Chananya in the Mishnah, Shachris Shemina Atzeres. According to Rabbi Yehoshua ben Chananya in the Braisa, Ma'ariv Shemina Atzeres. According to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, second day Sukkot. According to Rabbi Akiva, sixth day of Sukkot. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Beseira, Musaf Shemina Atzeres, which is how we paskin. Right, the last shita is how we paskin. Musaf Shemina Atzeres. Okay. Okay.
The problem is, we did this whole Gemara.
Yeah.
In Sukkot.
No.
Didn't we deal with the whole thing and the reason why they do it in the last Musaf of the last day is that the rains don't interrupt the people traveling? Didn't we do that?
We might have said it in passing. We didn't go through such detail like this. No. 6 week machlokas. Now we're going to get to Marcel's issue from yesterday about Mashiv HaRuach. So we say Mor Dageshem. We also say Mashiv HaRuach. Now, by Shachris, by every day of the week, every day in the summer, Nusach Svar doesn't say anything. Nusach Ashkenaz doesn't say anything. Nusach Svar says Mor Atol. Right? Where'd that come from? Right now. Why does Nusach Ashkenaz say nothing? And why does Nusach Svar say Mor Atol? That's the Gemara right now. And we, even B'nai Svard, who say Morad Atal, they don't say Mashiv HaRuach Morad Atal. They just say Morad Atal. Yeah.
Some do.
We don't. The average sitter doesn't have it in there.
Nusach Svard, Svardim.
Svardim. Say Nusach Svard. Or Svardim. So I don't know what a real Svardim do, but it just says Morad Atal. It doesn't say Mashiv HaRuach Morad Atal, but you've heard it. You've all heard it. We've all heard it. Okay. Where's that all come from? This Gemara, right here. So, Tana, we learned in a Brisa. Betal uberuchos. When it comes to tal and ruchos, wind, lo chayuvu chachamim mahaskir. The chachamim did not require anyone to say it. Why not? V'im bala haskir, maskir. If you want to, you could go right ahead and say it. But it wasn't required. The Chum never made a requirement. What's going on? Says Tosfos, in the little Tosfos, Batal Baruchos, Batal Baruchos, Mashiv HaRuach Morad Atal. That's the sentence we're talking about. Lefikach, Ink Pedalomar Morad Atal, Afila Bimos Achama. They don't care if you say Morad Atal in the summer. It doesn't make a difference. Ach, Shalo Yomar Morad Ageshem. Just don't mention rain. That you can't do. Why? It's a Simon Klala. Vahachi Hilchasa. That's the halacha. You don't have to say it. If you want to say it, you can say it. Don't say Mashiv Morad Atal. Don't say that. V'imlo amay b'rosh ha'kasharim ki'im Morad ha'geshem. If in the winter, all you said was Morad ha'geshem, v'dileg Mashiv HaRuach, to take out the words of Morad Atal, but you skip the words Mashiv HaRuach, again, ein machzim. You don't have to repeat for that. We say four words. Mashiv HaRuach u'Morad ha'geshem. What if you just say Morad ha'geshem? Says Tosa, it's good enough. Right? Okay, back to the Gemara. My timer. What's the reason for this? Amar Rabbi Chanina, lefi she'ein ne'etzarin, because it's never not there. So why do I have to say something that's never not there? It's never held. Ne'etzarin means held back. It's never held back. It's always there. Okay. So the Ritva says that's why you don't mention it. Since it's never held back, the Gemara says it. You don't have to say anything, right? Says the Abu Dram, that's all the more reason to say it, right? All the more reason. Every day, never held back. All the more reason to give Shavach Tashem about it. It's a greater Gevura. It rains once in a while. It's very fantastic. We can't do that. We can't make it rain. So we say, and what about Morad Atal? Every day, never stops. Not going to mention it? That's the machlokas between Ashkenaz and Svard. Do you say it or not? Right? It's all machlokas. Now, ubetal menolon to lo metar. How do you know tal is never held back? How do you know that? The chsivit says, Vayomer Eliyahu Atishbi said, mitosh ve'gilad, from the resident of Gilad. What's that? What does that mean, the resident of Gilad? So Tosfos is a fascinating thing. It's in the Tosfos before. V'yom Reliyo. L'kach nikra b'toshvei Gilad. That's why he's called Toshvei Gilad. L'fisha hargu Yisrael anche yovesh Gilad al maisa pilegesh begiva. They killed out almost the whole town because the last pilegesh begiva, almost the whole Shevet B'yom was destroyed. V'lo nishar b'yovesh begilad ki ma'at anoshim menem yushavim be'ir. Only a few survivors remained. Ki kol shayr hayu im ha'asafsuf. And the rest of them were the rabble. They all got killed. Lekach meyid kill Yom and Atoshevim. Eliyahu was one of the survivors. Kach shamati. That's what I heard. Meharai turti b'shem harav. I don't know the Yitzchak mimilon.
Because
he's a Kohen. Isn't Eliyahu another Kohen?
Yeah, he's also he lived a lot longer.
Right. So no, he could have survived there, and they lived very long. That's what he's saying. So that's what I read it because it's an unusual thing to say. First of all, Eliyahu Hanavi was from Sheva Binyamin, which is unusual because we always assume he's a Kohen. Second of all, it's very early in history, and Eliyahu Hanavi lived during the times of the first Beis HaMikdash in the second half of it, right? So it's a little bit long, it's a long life. It's hundreds of years he would have lived, which it could be, right? Okay. Anyway, what did he do? He lived in the times of Achav. El Achav, he said to Achav, Chai Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Asher Amadati Lufanov, right? Im Yiyu Hashanah Me'ela Tal Lomatar, Kim Lufi Devarai. It'll be an amazing thing, he says to Achav, if he never rains, it is ever due here. That'll be the fascinating thing. Meaning, I'm putting a curse on you, Achav. There's going to be no rain and no dew till I say. Made a curse. There was a famine. No rain, no dew. Uksiv, but it says, Lech Her El Achav, go tell Achav, Hashem says to Eliyahu, go tell Achav, Ve'etne Matra Al Paneho Adama, that I'm going to make it rain now. It's going to rain again. The curse is over. Ve'ilu Tal Lo Kamale. But he didn't say a word about Tal. Meaning, the dew never went away. So there was no reason to tell Achav it's coming back. It never went away. Eliyahu said it. The Gemara's going to ask that question in a minute. You hear what's going on? The rain stopped. Tal never stops. So even though Eliyahu Hanavi said it, it still never stopped. But before we go on, my time up, why time up? Mishum Dolom Netzar, never stops anyway. So look at this bottom Tosfos. We have time? Yeah, we have time to do this bottom Tosfos. It's a fascinating Tosfos. So Tosfos says, listen to this Tosfos. There's a story in Navi that Gidon told Hashem to do some test and make the only dew on the wheat, on the giza, on the wool, but not on the ground. So what do you mean? How could he say that? The dew never ends, never stops. So how could he make such a tenai with Hashem? So Tosfos says, Umishum hachi nira de gabi gidon shikaamar al haaretz yietal. On the land should be dew, v'alagizi yecharev, and on the wool should be dry, even though it's on the ground. If you leave something on the ground in the morning, it'll be wet from dew, like a shirt. It'll be wet. So he said, I don't want it to be wet. It should be dry. V'ksiv, it says, v'yaz kein. Hashem did that. Avol kishamar ala aretz yecharev. But when Gidon said that the land should be dry, V'al ha-giza yietal, and on the giza alone should be wool. What does it say? Ksiv? V'yehi chin. And it was so. Klomar, the al ha-giza ha-yietal, that happened. There was tal, avalo ksiv v'yas kein, it doesn't say v'yas kein. And Hashem did it. It just says v'yehi chin, and it was so. It doesn't say he did it. Why? Mashmad al ha-aret ha-yietal, there was tal on the earth also. The tal lo metzar. It never stops. So Hashem could make a thing like that. So it just says Vayihi Kein, and it was so. On the shirt was dew, but not on the ground. Al Adkan b'nusach shelefanai. That's our nusach. V'od matzasi, with another nusach, another vart. Kisha amar al kol ha'aretz yietal, ksiv, on the whole earth should be tal, it says Vayas Elokim Kein. Ukash er tal hoya ala giza levada, what does it say? V'alakol aretz yecharev, and the rest of the earth should be dry. What does it say? Ksiv? V'yihi chein. And it was so. Same exact thing. I don't know why two different versions. Exact same thing. V'lo hiskir b'zeh Hashem yitzbarach. It doesn't say Hashem. That's the key here. It leaves out Hashem's name. It says v'yas elokim kein, v'yihi chein. What? Why? V'taymo asher omar ki hu zeh. Why does it say like that? Kein Hashem yitzbarach mazkir shmo al hara. Hashem doesn't put his name next to bad. Kiyim yiyeh chorev al kol haaretz. If it would be dry in the whole world, haisa roz yoshevei ba. It would be bad for everybody. Uksiv, and it says, b'chol makam asher azkir es shmi, avo elecha uverachticha, avo kishomra kol haaretz yiyeh tal, ksiv yas elohim, says Hashem's name. Ukidum olzeh, similar thing, v'yikra elokim l'or yom, v'lachoshech kara layla. V'gabi choshech, lo hizkira Hashem Yisbarach. Doesn't say Hashem's name. Because darkness is not a good thing. It's a good thing, but whatever time it goes light. So it doesn't say Hashem's name by darkness. Only by light. Listen to this next one. V'chein b'chamisha dibros achronos. In the second half of the Aseret HaDibros. Lo sirtzach, lo sinach. Lo be lo sirtzach ve'elech. Lo hitzke Hashem Yisbarach. Doesn't say Hashem's name. Hakol holeich el makom echad. It's the same reason. It's fascinating. Moshal lemelech, it's like a king, shebona dirana, he built a palace, v'niach l'tayr begino l'fnei kol ched derabayis. He put his shield in front of every door, chutz mi'beis hakisei. Not for the beis hakisei, makom matunaf, you don't put the crest of the king on the door, the bathroom door. Right? Same thing, Hashem's not putting his name by Lo Tzirtzach. Fascinating tosos. Right? So interesting. Anyway, what does that have to do with anything? Because Eliyahu HaNavi said to Achav, it's not going to have rain or dew. And when Hashem told him back, now the rain's coming back, which means the dew never left. Right? So the Gemara says, V'chim yachad de lo mi'atzer Eliyahu ishtabui lamali. But if it never stopped, why did Eliyahu make that shvuah? If it never stopped. So I'm not 100% sure how to read this. Hachi omar kamale afilu tal de bracha, even good tal, nami lo asi. Not going to happen. V'lahadre latal de bracha. And when we turned, the tal of bracha returned, we should go minkor milsa, you don't really see tal, so that's why Hashem didn't have to say it. So it could be that Eliyahu HaNavi, the curse did apply the tal, and there was no tal either. Every random time, there could be no tal. Generally, it's not me'etzer. Generally, it's not held back. Could be once in a blue moon, it is held back. And the reason why Hashem didn't say anything is because nobody notices it. Fine. Ruchos menalon de lo matzer. How do we know that spirit, that wind never holds back? It's always wind. Amar Bishur ben Levi, Damar Kra, ki ka'arba ruchos ha-shamayim perashti eschem ne'om Hashem. Like the four winds, right? Mike Amalei, what's this pasuk mean? Ile mahachi ka'amalei ha-kodesh baruch li Yisrael. Is this what it means? Hashem says to Bnei Yisrael, Dibrazinchu, I scattered you, ba'arba ruchei ba'alma, to the four corners of the earth, ihachi ki'arba, bi'arba mi'bayalei. She said, among the four corners. Elahachi ka'am, here's what it means. Kishem she efsha la'olam below ruchos. Just like it's impossible to have a land, a world, without wind. Kach efsha la'olam below Yisrael. So too, you can't have an earth without Jewish people. That's what it means.
Yeah, I heard a podcast by Rabbi Heskel Hartman.
Yeah.
That the world cannot exist without Torah.
Right.
And because Torah is not usually learned in the middle of the night, Hashem scatters the Israelites to the Arba Ruchus.
That's
so
what,
at any point in 24 hours, Torah is being learned.
That's why there are time zones.
Yes.
Yeah, I've heard that. Who says that? They say it in the name of the Nefesh HaChaim. Nefesh HaChaim doesn't say that. He says that there's never a moment when no one's learning. He doesn't mention that time zone thing. I've heard that before. We've all heard. What?
Before that.
Who? Yeah, he lived in the, he's a Talmud of the Gra. He said there's never a moment when no one's learning Torah. You never have such a thing. There's once a story, it was like right after Yom Kippur, and he was learning. He said, what are you learning for? He says, no one's learning now. Everyone home to eat. I have to learn now. Someone has to learn, right? It's a story like that. You know, he's a tzaddikim. So, but I don't know about the time zone issue, but I've heard it. Yeah, it's a very nice vart. Rashi says, Shein olam eskayim el b'shul Yisrael. The only reason why there's an earth is because of the Jewish people. Sometimes we don't think that. Right? We don't think it's because of the Jewish people, but that's what it is, right? So, what? V'hachi amar kra, ki gedal ruchos ha-shamayim perashti eschem l'ruchos ha-olam k'tei she-yiskayim. Shenem are fine. Amar b'chanina, Hilduch, therefore, b'mos ha-chama, in the summer, Omer, kach i'efsha l'olam b'lo Yisrael. Right. Okay, fine. By the way, so the Ben Yehuda asks that if the world can't exist without ruchos and without tal, then why are we compared to ruchos? How about tal? The world can't exist without both. It's never held back wind, and it's never held back dew. What does the Gemara say? Just like the wind never held back, so too Bnei Yisrael is always going to be around. So what about the tal? Why are we? So the Ben Yehuda says, because the pasuk in Tehillim, it says, Osim malachav ruchos. Like the malachim, I like the wind, so we're like malachim. Okay. Omer b'chanina hilkach b'yimos hachama, Omer mashiv haruach, ein machzib not so. If you say mashiv haruach, just those two words. You don't have to repeat one esrei. You don't have to say it, because it's never held back. But you don't have to repeat if you do say it. Right? Omer morad ha-geshem machzib not so. If you say morad ha-geshem, you have to repeat. Why? Simen klal, don't say it. Right? Yeah. Right. So, yeah. Now, the fact that he says like this, If you say mashiv ruach, you don't have to repeat. It's mashma that you shouldn't say it. It's like saying it in a backhanded way. If you say it, you don't have to repeat. It implies don't say anything. Right? That's what it implies. The Mordechai says, this is why Bnei Ashkenaz don't say it. Don't say anything. Mordechai, what are you saying it for? You don't have to say it. You don't have to say mashiv ruach. No one says mashiv ruach mordechai. No one says that. Maybe some people do, I don't know. People say that in the summer?
Yeah, we say it.
Mashiv ruach mordechai?
In Muncie they say it.
Very good. So he says, you don't have to say it. But the fact that he says you don't have to say it, it's mashiv, you shouldn't say it. Right? Which is why Bnei Ashkenaz don't say it. Okay.
What?
Exactly. Right. Right. Exactly. Exactly. Anyway, b'mos hakshamim lo amar mashiv ruach. B'mos hakshamim lo amar mashiv ruach. B'mos hakshamim lo amar mashiv ruach in machzir nosot. If you don't say mashiv ruach in the summer, you don't have to repeat either. Why? Because Rashi says the lav hachi loet, it's never held back. Lo amar mashiv mor lo amar mor ageshem machzir nosot. If you don't say mor ageshem in the winter, you have to repeat. If you say that, you don't have to repeat either. Fine. Tana. You don't have to mention the wind. You don't have to mention clouds either. If you want to mention it, you can mention it. My time. They never held back. They never held back. There's a pasuk that says that. You say it means wind and that. Oeno ela mina matar. Maybe it only means rain. Kishu omer v'lo ye matar hari matar omer. That's the rain. Hamani mekai v'atzeres hashemayim mina avim mina ruchos. From that and that. So kasha ruchas aruchos kasha avma avim. So you have to say it or not. So avma avim avim lo kasha. The cloud's not a kasha. Ha. When do we? The first brisa was talking about bicharfi. That's before the rain, right? You never don't have that. It doesn't rain without clouds. That never happens. It doesn't rain without clouds. Kan ha ha b'charfi ha b'apili. The apili are clouds that form after the rain. Sometimes you don't have that, whatever that even means. Aruchas aruchas lokasha ha. The first one was talking about ruach mitzuya, normal wind. Ha. But you always never held back. Ha, beruach she'en mitzuya. That's not normal wind. You don't always have that. You don't always have those kinds of storms. Ruach she'en mitzuya chazi lebedari. But a ruach she'en mitzuya is very good for the threshing floor. It'll separate the chaff in a very good way. So it's a very good thing. Well, efshar b'nafavasa. They have other ways to do it. You can do it by sitting there and doing it by yourself or some other tool or something. Okay. Tana. Ha'avim v'haruchos shnios l'matar. The avim and ruchos are secondary, better. Right? It means better, right? They're better than rain. Is that what it means?
Almost.
Almost as beneficial as rain. Heichi dami. What does that mean? Amar ula v'itayim Rav Yehuda debasar mitra. After the rain. L'memra d'mal yusihi. Tell me, so it's better? V'aksiv, it says, yitayim Hashem v'zamatar artecha avak v'afar. Hashem will give rain in the land, avak v'afar, earth and dirt. V'amar ula v'itayim Rav Yehuda zika debasar mitra. It's the wind after the rain, which means it's not better. Lo kasha, ha da'asa nicha, ha da'asa razia. One is when it comes softly, and one is when it comes very hard. When it comes softly, it's good. When it comes very hard, it's not good. V'ibayitayim or ha demaila avak. One is good when it brings up earth. Ha delo maila avak. When it doesn't do that, it's not good. I'm not sure what all this means. V'amar of Yehuda, zika debasa mitra, mi mitra. The wind after the rain is just as good as the rain. Eva debasa mitra, ki mitra. Clouds after rain is also just as good as rain. Shimshin debasa mitra, ki tre mitra. If there's sunshine after the rain, it's like two rains. L'mute mai, what does that mean? Lemute gilhi Delilah, it excludes the thunder in the nighttime, Vishimsha de Baini Karhi, or the sun that pierces through the clouds, that
they're not good,
only partially helpful. Okay. Amar Rava said, Mali Tilga Huturi Hichamisha Mitri La'ara. Snow on the mountains is worth 5 rainfalls. Why? Because it stays there and it goes into the ground, as opposed to rain just running off. So it's better than 5 rainfalls. Shemar, like it says, Ki L'Sheleg Yomer Hu Eretz V'Geshe Matar V'Geshe Matros Uzo. Rama Rava Tilgal Aturi. We'll stop here. That's what you do. We'll do it in a minute. Amar Rava Tilgal Aturi. Tilgal Aturi means the snow on the mountains. Matra Razia Li'ilane is like rain that comes down at full force, which helps the trees. Mitra Nicha L'Peri, the rain which helps the fruit trees. Urpila, which is a certain kind of rainfall. What?
Light
rain, Rashi says, Geshamim Dakim, light rain. She'afil litzar difa, dituti, kala mahanyule. Even for the roots that are, the roots?
Underneath the ground,
it helps.
Yeah.
Pile, what does that mean? It means, what I write here? Uri pile, awaken the cracks. What does it mean, awaken the cracks?
It gets into the ground
and it helps the earth. All right, we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.